The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Because of what's been happening in the equine world, we've taken a bit of a break from recording the podcast, but fortunately, the podcast is back. It's hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and what a great way to start things off than being joined by this man to my right, Craig Forsyth. Craig, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yes. Sore hands with all the housework that's been having to be done. And there's not been any racing on, and delighted to have it back, Bobby, on Wednesday. Obviously, some depleted fields, but we know there's a good reason behind that, and that's for the best, for the long-term future of racing as well. So, this comes a little bit of a shock to trainers, the switch that horses need a vaccination within the last 6 months rather than 12, which has obviously seen some smaller fields, but absolutely fantastic to have the sport back. You don't realise how much a miss it is when you're stuck at home doing nothing.
You know, on Tuesday night, and I actually put a tweet out about this as well, Craig, but on Tuesday night, I don't think I've ever pressed refresh, constantly scrolling down on my Twitter feed as much in my life. I was literally sat there just constantly refreshing my Twitter, waiting for the announcement. Were you in the same boat? Were you constantly pressing refresh as well?
Yeah, trying to make a little bit of fun out of it like everybody else, but I wasn't as good as Luke Elder, who made the top 10 tweets for the build-up to the big announcement. To be honest, I would have been absolutely devastated if it had been delayed any longer. Obviously, that afternoon, Ireland had opened up their doors to our horses travelling across there. And I think that kind of gave everybody the boost and the confidence to expect a return to racing on Wednesday. And thankfully, that was the news we got a little bit later than anticipated. But it arrived still the same, being a good outcome.
Yeah, it certainly was indeed. Everybody delighted that horse racing here in the UK has returned. Now, looking ahead to Thursday's racing, it is more battle hurdle day at Kelso. We've already touched upon this briefly, but obviously not too many runners tomorrow.
Yeah, of course, Bobby. It's to be expected, really, over the next 7 to 8 days. You know, when a lot of these yards who had their last vaccinations in the summer ahead of their national hunt campaigns. Obviously, that six-month period has lapsed, so a lot of them cannot run now for the next 7 days until they've been vaccinated again, and obviously that's had an effect on the fields. There were some great entries at the five-day stage, but obviously, you know, the numbers have dwindled, but, you know, hopefully it's still a very exciting day, and hopefully we can come up with a couple of winners on this podcast for everybody.
Well, just before we ask you for your two winners for tomorrow. And I know we're going to have a look at a few of the races now at Kelso. Starting first, is it the 155?
It is, Bobby, yes. You know, again, you know, we're down to four for this race. And two of these met recently at Wetherby. Blue Flight made his chasing debut that day, a horse I'd seen up in Perth, and he looked every inch a chaser. He probably did too much out in front on that occasion and was a sitting duck in the latter stages for my old Gold, the mare of Nicky Richards, who picked up well to win. Since then, Blue Flight has gone on. Ascot dropped in trip to 2 mile 3, improved upon his chasing debut at Wetherby and ran a really nice race. Obviously, he's gone up 6 pounds and he's actually worse off at the weights with the mare of my old Gold than when they met at Wetherby. So, you know, he's a few pounds to find, but I think he's a massive improver, really. And I think the small field round Kelso would suit. Ideally, a little bit more juice in the ground would be to his benefit, but this is a horse going the right way, and I still think he's reasonably well handicapped. He's open to more progress than Nicky Richards' mare, and the other two look up against it. Tarnopino, who usually goes well at this time of year, but he's usually had two or three runs, and he's coming here after a break of 236 days. So he could be up against it. And Richard Hobson's horse jumped badly to his left at Ludlow last time. He will be suited to going this way, but he's got a few pounds to find. So very much looks a match. Blue Flight, hopefully, to come out on top and reverse that Weatherby form.
And the 225, Craig, is the 2019 renewal of the Moor Battle Hurdle. Just the four competing, which includes a Grade 1 winner.
It is indeed, and that is Nicky Henderson's We Have a Dream, and he looks to have a straightforward task here, rated 152. His last two starts have been slightly disappointing in the Ascot Hurdle and the International, when he finished fourth behind Brain Power. But he takes on Cornerstone Lad here of Mickey Hammonds, who definitely wants softer ground. Get Out the Gate, who's an improving type of Jim Goldie's, but has got a fair bit to find on the book. I did like his run in the Hogmanay Hurdle at Musselburgh on New Year's Day, but you know, he's a 122 rated horse with a bit more scope to improve, but he isn't going to bridge the gap to 152 to the rating of We Have a Dream. So Luke's up against it here. And one for Harry, you know, he definitely wants softer conditions. Good ground anticipated at Musselburgh. So straightforward task for Nicky Henderson's We Have a Dream. We've seen a short one of his turned over in this race in the past, but I don't think that will happen on Thursday.
And the Malcolm Jefferson Memorial Chase, just the two competing. Now, what we need to mention about this is that definitely Red, he's two from two this year, winning the Charlie Hall. He won the Many Clouds at Aintree as well, and they said he was going to go straight to the Gold Cup, but he will run at Kelso on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, change of heart. Obviously, field size is cutting up, as we said. A nice prize here, 15,000 to the winner. Only two go to post. He's rated 164, coming up against Captain Redbeard, who has an official rating of 143. You know, there's £10 between them at the weights, but that still leaves Stuart Coulthard's horse with the best part of £10 to find with definitely Red. I don't think you'll have too hard an outing here. This will just almost be like a race course gallop in a way. You know, Captain Redbeard's a horse that's, you know, done so well round tracks like Haydock when the mud's been flying. He is a winner over hurdles at Kelso, but you know, he's going to be up against it, coming up against definitely Red. Good little clash. You know, two very good horses taking each other on, but Brian Ellison's found a lovely prep race after a change of heart.
And the final race you're going to look ahead to for is the 3:35 at Kelso.
Yeah, an interesting handicap hurdle here, but I think class can tell. And class can tell with a top weight. I write taking this. An all-the-way winner at Ayr last time on soft ground. He's also made all to win on two occasions at Kelso over hurdles. And, you know, for a horse that has won three times in recent times, he's still on a competitive mark of 126. And again, you know, this is a race where he should be well up to winning, Bobby. When you start looking through the opposition, you've got Bordeaux Bill, who the handicapper is starting to give a chance to, but he's also becoming a very disappointing horse. Lord Wishes, despite being at the age of 12, he's a dark one, really, because we haven't seen him for 607 days, but five of his wins have came after a break. So he's a horse that goes particularly well fresh. So I wouldn't discount him. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how he looks in the paddock. Mr. Moonboy travelled well at Ayr last time, but he just plodded on at one pace. He couldn't go with the front two when they quickened. Something Bruin's just got the one win to his name over hurdles. That came in a very weak juvenile event at Hexham. I think it was the very first juvenile hurdle of the year a few years back. The wow. One they run at Hexham on Derby Day.
Okay.
That was his only victory over hurdles. And Bally Crystal Court didn't like his attitude at all in the closing stages at Musselburgh last time. Carried his tail awkwardly. And he did look a little bit of a hard ride. So, you know, this all points to Harriet Graham's I Write making all and winning for the fourth time this season.
Absolutely fantastic. And just for the listeners now, just confirm your two winning selections. I emphasise the word winning selections on Thursday.
Blue Flight in the 155 to turn around the Weatherby form with Nicky Richards' mare, and I Write in the 335 at Kelso.
Craig, as always, delightful to work alongside you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bobby.
Don't forget to tune into William Hill Racing Radio on Thursday, on Valentine's Day as well. It's Sam Norris, Gary Catewell and Chris Pimlott take you through the afternoon and evening's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.